Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, February 17th, 2019.
Is from Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water, that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 20. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And after the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Who is
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, how blessed are we indeed. We are blessed to see these two beautiful girls enter into the family of God, to be called by Christ to himself. You are baptized children. How blessed you are indeed. And how blessed we are indeed. Who can deny that we live in the most prosperous nation in all the world? I mean, anyone here lack for life's necessities? Is there anyone here who is in need of food or clothing or shelter? Why, I'll just bet, despite the snowy weather, that some of you have plans for brunch or lunch or a celebration at one of our local restaurants here after today's service. Or perhaps some of you are headed off to Woodman's or Jewel's or Meyer's to stock up the pantries. Maybe some of you are sick of looking at the snow. So you might be heading out to the mall and get an early start on that spring wardrobe. And as for the rest of you, well, it's time to enjoy a Sabbath rest in the comfort of your homes. Maybe you'll warm yourself by the fire and see what's on Netflix. So when you think about it, life's pretty good, isn't it? Or then again, maybe it's too good. Perhaps you've allowed yourself to get all swept up in the goodness this life has to offer. Perhaps you've gone way beyond what you need and are now in pursuit of everything you can get from this life. You know, maybe you just can't get enough. You want the good life. You want it all. And truth is, you're in debt up to your ears. So people look at you and say, wow, what a life. But the truth is, you're living a lie, a life of deception, because you're living way beyond your means. Now, of course, we all know that financial deceit does have a price. But that price is chump change when compared to the cost that comes from living your life in a spiritually unfaithful and irresponsible way. And I will tell you this, that's a price none of us want to consider. Nor does God, who loves us and calls us to himself, who wants us to know and desire the fullness of his blessings, instead of blindly pursuing those things that are destined to bring us woe. My friends, Jesus confirms that there are two pathways in life, one that brings blessings and the other woes. Now, which is which? In today's word, Jesus tells us, the Lord declares, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Well, wait a minute. Does that make anyone a little bit uneasy? Is Jesus actually commending the virtues of those people who are financially impoverished and condemning those people who may enjoy some measure of financial security? Can this be true? Then what are we to do with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of whom enjoyed great wealth? And what does that mean for Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who had the means to give our crucified Lord an honorable burial? And then what about the apostles John and James? You may not recall this, but they could afford to hire servants to help them in their fishing business. And then, of course, we can't forget about Matthew, the tax collector. Why, that apostle was wealthy enough to give a party in Jesus' honor and invite all his friends. All of the aforementioned enjoyed financial blessings. And by the way, quite unlike Jesus, who said of himself, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Our Lord Jesus Christ lived a life of poverty, but he had a number of wealthy followers, and he never condemned them because of their personal wealth. But again, doesn't he say, woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation? What does Jesus mean? What does it mean to be rich or poor in the eyes of God? To that, Jesus gives us an answer as well. In his Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew, by the way, that's chapters 5 through 7, as you're sitting by the fireplace today, turn off Netflix for a while and read that, Matthew 5 through 7. Because there it says, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Aha! Jesus is not talking about financial poverty. He's not asking us to examine our earthly portfolios, but instead our heavenly portfolios. The people who stand spiritually poor before God are those people who desire his blessings. Those people know who they are. Those people know what they are. They're sinners. The spiritually bankrupt who desire God's mercy. They know that nothing in this life can save them. They know that they can offer nothing of value to God in exchange for his forgiveness and for their salvation. And so they express a spiritual appetite, a genuine hunger for God's righteousness, the righteousness that Jesus earned for us with his holy life and with his suffering and death on the cross. They weep over their sins because they understand the curse that sin has brought upon them. And so they listen carefully to the Holy Spirit, the very Holy Spirit that we are given in baptism, who makes us aware of our spiritual need and calls us to repentance. You know what that is? That is called being spiritually honest. And the spiritually honest ones are the ones who receive the kingdom of God. That is to say, they receive Jesus Christ and all of his gifts. And most especially, they cherish his gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation. The salvation that Jesus earned with his sacrifice there. What's more, they hunger for the gifts of the church. They know how important the holy things of God are to their spiritual well-being. They can't wait to get here because they can't get enough of them. And by the way, Jesus can't wait either to take away the emptiness of sin and fill them with his blessed righteousness. The Holy Spirit gives Christ righteousness as he works faith through water and word, through the word and through the Holy Supper. And those who are spiritually honest enjoy the ultimate satisfaction that comes through word and sacrament here on earth in his church and one day forever at the heavenly banquet. And so with that, my friends, blessed are you. For the world out there does not understand the honest way. You know, what God gives to us is free. And there can be no doubt about it. The world loves the word free. In fact, many people in this world are gluttons for free. For free money, for free food, for free clothing, for free shelter, for free medical care, and anything they can get for nothing. Now, that's not a political statement, okay? Because we are talking about the Spirit here. Because when it comes to the free gift of salvation, God's greatest gift of all, it is then that the world shows its true color. And that color is pitch black. It is the color of human hatred. You see, the world hates God. How do I know? Jesus said so. And he said the world will hate you because of him. Because the world out there hates everyone who trusts in God. But nevertheless, Jesus encourages us to rejoice and jump for joy when the world persecutes us and hates us. Now understand, Jesus is not talking about the troubles we face in this world on a daily basis, because what we encounter day after day in this world is nothing more than the natural result of sin. And that's everywhere we look. Jesus speaks of the trouble that Christians face when they are being spiritually honest in this dishonest world. I'll give you a most excellent example. Let's look at the apostles. Not too terribly long after Jesus was risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, they were out preaching in his name. And they were called before the council, the Sanhedrin, for preaching in the name of Jesus. For doing what all Christians are called to do. They would be beaten and then ordered not to speak in the name of Jesus. You know what they did when they were released? They went off rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ. And so it is for those who openly express their faith in Jesus. Those who express their trust in him will endure slander, ridicule, rejection, persecution, and sometimes death at the hands of their persecutors. We don't see it here today, but it's happening all over the world today, even as I speak to you now. But fellow Christians, I ask this of you as one baptized child, all of you, to another. Who cares? What we may suffer in this short earthly life for living our faith pales in comparison to the outcome of that faith. an imperishable and eternal reward. So when we receive persecution for the sake of Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will give us the strength to endure it and overcome it. Spiritual honesty, it realizes that persecution for Jesus' sake is but a sign of the heavenly reward that awaits us in the kingdom of heaven, that God has prepared just for you. So we may face some ridicule, some rejection, some persecution. And if that's not the way for you, well, there's always the deceptive way of life, where deceivers deceive only themselves. Because deceivers believe in what they think, what they have, and in what they do. Deceivers look at their lives and say, hey, look at me, God and me, we're all right. I've been good, and he knows it. And they'll ask, do you want to have proof? Just look at all the blessings I have in life. And to that I say, enjoy those blessings while you can. And woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. What they have now is all they will ever have. The things of this world will not last. But sadly, many don't know the truth until it's far too late. They can be on the way to woe and not even know it. Jesus says the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. Woe to them, and may God have mercy on us. And thanks be to God, he has through his Son. For Jesus is the way, the one and only way, and there is no other. Don't be seduced by a world full of lies. Don't let this world deceive you. Jesus is the one who became poor for you. Jesus is the one who hungered through 40 days of temptation for you. Jesus is the one who endured the hatred of this world and endured the cross for you. Jesus is the one who paved the way of blessing through death into eternal life, through his own death and resurrection. And he is the one who offers you grace in every blessing. And no one else can make that claim. And so, my dear friends in Christ, blessed are you. Not because of anything you have or do, but because of what Jesus has done for you at Calvary and what he does for you here in his church today. And because of him, life is good indeed. And with him, we shall together travel in the way of blessing. So let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
You are not alone if you are lonely. When you feel afraid, you're not the only. Love.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.